Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets mixed as investors waded through another busy day on the corporate earnings calendar overnight. Dow was up 250 points or 0.7%, pairing an earlier rally of as much as 404 points. Communication services down just over 4% to be one of three primary sectors that settled in the red overnight. Consumer discretionary fell 1.4%. Information technology down 0.1%. Real estate, consumer staples and healthcare all climbed over 1%. NASDAQ falling 1.2%, Netflix down 35.1%, steepest single day percentage decline since it fell a record 41% back on the 15th of October 2004. The decline came on heavy volume after the streaming giant reported a net loss of 200,000 paid subscribers after the close of the previous session. That was against analyst forecasts for 2.5 million net additions. The fall saw about $54 billion shaved off Netflix's market capitalisation. Small cap Russell 2000 index added 0.4%. Busy corporate earnings calendar overnight. Tesla gained over 4% in extended trading after falling almost 5% in the regular session. Reported another record quarter of sales and profit after the closing bell. Tesla noted that supply chain problems and raw material prices that have increased multiple fold recently continued to weigh. The company also vowed to release its full self-driving suite of advanced driver assistance systems this year to all US customers that opted for the $10,000 package. United Airlines Holdings rose over 7% in after-hours trading after the carrier raised its outlook for the second quarter and full year in conjunction with the release of its first quarter earnings. Chief Executive Scott Kirby said in prepared remarks that the demand environment is the strongest it's been in my 30 years in the industry. We're now seeing clear evidence that the second quarter will be an historic inflection point for our business. Dow component Procter & Gamble gained 2.7%. That was after the consumer products company reported fiscal third quarter EPS and sales that exceeded expectations and raised its sales guidance. Looking ahead to tonight, American Airlines Group, AT&T, Freeport McMoRan, Philip Morris, Snap and Union Pacific among companies slated to post first quarter results. In economic data, existing home sales dropped 2.7% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.77 million in March. That was below the 5.8 million units forecast by economists. Separately, the Fed's latest beige book of general economic conditions reported that the US expanded at a moderate pace in early April, but high inflation showed little sign of relenting in the coming months and clouded the outlook for the economy. Technology sector led gains on European bourses, lifting the pan-European Stoxx 600 index 0.8% amid a busy session there. Also on the corporate earnings front, Germany's DAX up 1.5%, Just Eat Takeaway gaining over 2% after saying it was considering the partial or full sale of Grubhub as it reported a dip in first quarter orders and cut its full year sales guidance. France's CAC up 1.4%, Danone rallied 5.8% after the French food group recorded strong broad-based sales in the first quarter and reiterated guidance for the full year despite inflationary and supply chain pressures. In broader stock moves, Credit Suisse down 1.5%, saying provisions relating to a number of previously disclosed legal matters would rise by around 600 million Swiss francs to total 700 million francs. As a result, Swiss Investment Bank expects to report a loss when it releases its first quarter result on the 27th of April. On the economic data front in Europe, German producer price index rose 30.9% year-on-year in March, highest increase since records began back in 1949, much higher than the 28.2% increase forecast by economists. London's FTSE added 0.4%, Rio Tinto down 4.8% after reporting lower than expected iron ore shipments in the first quarter. Fellow miners Anglo American down 2.9% and Glencore down 3.1%. Building materials group CRH rallied 5.9%, reported a positive start to the year. Group like-for-like sales up 13% in the first quarter. Base metals weaker across the board, a stronger US dollar weighing on the complex. Copper eased 0.4% to be trading around $4.68 a pound. Unwinding earlier gains, nickel shed 1.3% to $33,330 per tonne. Aluminium slipped 0.3% to around $3,250 per tonne. And zinc down 0.7% to $4,468 per tonne. Spot iron ore up 0.6% to $150.70 a metric tonne. Gold futures settling $3.40 or 0.2% lower at $1,955.60 an ounce. Oil prices mixed, WTI edging 19 cents higher to $102.75 a barrel. The May contract did expire at the conclusion of the session. The new June front month contract added 14 cents to $102.19 a barrel. Brent lost 45 cents to $106.80 a barrel. Worth noting that the overnight moves for oil come 2 years to the day since WTI crude futures settled at negative $37.63 a barrel on NYMEX. I'm sure we can all remember that day. That was when the market took a hit from a glut of supplies built up on the back of a price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia, a drop in demand due to the pandemic and a contract expiration. Latest official inventory data from the Energy Information Administration recorded that US crude inventories fell by 8 million barrels last week, largest weekly decline since at least the week ending the 30th of April 2021, much greater than analysts' forecast for a 2.2 million barrel increase. 10-year Treasury yields down 7.5 basis points to 2.84%, pulling back from their highest yield level since the 13th of December 2018. At the shorter end, 2-year note yield edging 0.4 of a basis point higher to 2.58%. Aussie dollar buying around 74.5 US cents. Data out overnight showing Canada's annual inflation rate accelerated faster than expected in March, hit a 31-year high. In terms of the local economic calendar today, S&P Global Manufacturing and Services PMIs for April are the key release.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.